Environmentalists believe the deaths of sea lions in shark fishing nets in Western Australia's waters are drastically underreported. Figures from the WA Fisheries Department show just two of the endangered sea lions were captured in 2009 and two more last year. But environment groups don't believe it. They're calling for better monitoring and observer studies to be introduced to WA. David Webber reports.
The WA shark fishery is up for export licence renewal, and environmentalists are pushing for stricter observation methods to protect sea lions. Such methods are already in place in South Australia's waters. Peter Shaughnessy from the South Australian Museum worked on a 2010 report which led to the protections.
The shark fishermen were telling us that they weren't catching any, and the estimate that came from modelling showed that there were 370 per breeding season. Now, all shark fishing boats have to have either an observer or cameras on board. They all have what's called a vessel monitoring system. There are also fishery closures, which was one of the main things that was recommended in the report.
The WA Department of Fisheries says the state has had more than 15 years of independent on-board observations. But even a fisheries research report of last year said there was a pressing need for more data on the actual rates of capture. Peter Shaughnessy.
As far as I'm aware, the situation in WA is much the same as in South Australia. Same sea lion species, same type of fishing. And I'd be very surprised if they're not catching Australian sea lions as bycatch.
No one's suggesting that shark fishers are all underreporting sea lion deaths on purpose. In many cases, the sea lions may simply be missed. The group Humane Society International has made a submission to WA authorities highlighting its concerns. Senior Program Manager Alexia Wellbelove.
We are asking Western Australia to take the lead from South Australia and the considerable amount of work and science and also management, and to translate that to WA, which isn't a step too far. It's very similar, but in fact there's far fewer Australian sea lions in Western Australia, so it's important that these lessons are learned and applied in Western Australia.
There were two recorded sea lion captures in 2009 and two recorded captures in 2011, which would suggest, or they're suggesting, that means that there's not much of a problem.
Well, the problem with the Australian sea lion capture or death rate is that it's a rare event, but with significant impacts on the population. You almost need to have 100% observer coverage, and that's where we've got to in South Australia. We've actually got cameras on all the boats. So we believe that the reported level of, as you said, two captures in 2009 and two in 2011 is actually only the tip of the iceberg.
Alexia Wellbelove says that in South Australia, they found that 80% of sea lion deaths were dropouts from the net. She suggests that WA won't know the extent of the problem until a full observer study is done.
David Webber.